Today's daf is Temura daf Yud Gimel. We have five lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So yesterday we learned the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which mentioned a smorgasbord of halachos related to the halachos of Bittul Beroiv, Zevezeh Goyrim, Mayim Shu'uvim, Para Aduma, Beis HaPras, which is halach of Tuma, Truma, and then finally the halachis of Tmura. Either way, the Gemara went through line by line explaining each halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, and we're up to the halacha that discusses Beis HaPras. So what's a Beis HaPras? In short, a Beis HaPras is a field that had a caver in it, which has since been plowed. The halacha is that being that we know there was once a caver, even though when you inspect the caver, you can't find the caver, or you can't find even bones, but you have to assume that if there was once a dead body here, even though it was plowed over, there's a chance that there might be a bone that's big enough for it to be able to be metama. And it's for that reason the Chachamim, emphasis on the Chachamim, said that a field that once had a caver in it that has since been plowed is treated as tame. A Kohen is not allowed to walk there. If a Yisrael would walk there, he'd be becheskes tame. Thus, it'd be an issue for him to eat truma and kachim, etc., etc. So a Beis HaPras is an area of tuma midrabanan. The Mishnah said, "Ein Beis HaPras, oisa Beis HaPras," which means that if you have a Beis HaPras and then you plow over the Beis HaPras, so it was already established the Beis HaPras by virtue of the fact that there was a caver there that you plowed over. Now you have a field that is halachically a Beis HaPras. You plow it again, and when you plowed it a second time, you plowed it together with its neighboring fields. So the question is, do the neighboring fields, being that they were plowed together with the Beis HaPras, now take on the status of a Beis HaPras, which logically could make sense, because the Chashash Beis HaPras is that maybe there's a little bit of Tumah. Okay, so the Tumah was in the Beis HaPras. You now plowed the Beis HaPras with the surrounding fields. Whatever Tumah was in the Beis HaPras may have spread into the neighboring fields, or maybe no. So that was the halacha of the Mishnah. Beis HaPras cannot be Oysa Beis HaPras. The whole concept of a Beis HaPras is a chiddush. We limit it to the field where you know for sure the caver was. The neighboring fields, no worries. Of the Gemara, not everybody holds that way. Mas Nisan, the Lake Rabbi Yas, how to the Mishnah Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Lez has Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras, Rabbono not Kama. Now, the Gemara asks an interesting question. We just said Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras. And then the Gemara says that when a Beis HaPras is going to be Oysa Beis HaPras, how much of a Beis HaPras can it be? So clearly implied from the Gemara's question is that the Gemara is not comfortable taking the halacha of the Mishnah literally. That Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras, period. On some level, a Beis HaPras has to be Oysa Beis HaPras. And that's the Gemara's question, that even the Rabbanon, who made this statement, Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras, but for sure, on some level it is, up until how much can it? Gas Rav Dimi, Amr Ish Lakish, Amr Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Shalosh Sadois, Ushtei Ma'anis. So we went from Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras, to three fields and two furrows. What exactly does that mean? So three fields means the field itself that had the caver in it, that's obviously the Beis HaPras. Two of the neighboring fields are also going to take on the status of Beis HaPras. Again, even according to the Rabbana that held in Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras, which two fields? So it depends if the plowing was done vertically or if it was done horizontally. Either way, we assume that you didn't plow in a Shasi Ve'erev as a cross, but rather you did it either left to right, meaning north to south or east to west. So the sides that you plow, that's where there's a chash that maybe the bones of this may spread, that's where it's going to be a Beis HaPras. But even then, only v'shtei ma'anos. Only the amount, the area of two furrows. So it's not the entire surrounding fields. It's only shtei ma'anos of those fields. V'kama molei mana, what's the shear of molei mana? Meaning, is there a more objective shear? The answer is, yeah, mea ama, 100 amas. So it's going to be the two surrounding, the two neighboring fields. Which two neighboring fields? It really depends on how exactly he plowed. It's not those entire fields. It's only 100 am. Now, this is the Rabbanan Shi to hold Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras. What about Eliezer, who holds Beis HaPras, is Oysa Beis HaPras? He holds that it's going to be all four fields. Not only the two fields, it's going to be the four fields. Either way, Ein Beis HaPras, Oysa Beis HaPras. Umasnis and the Laker of Eliezer. It's up the Mishnah Vayter. It said the ain't truma achat truma. So we're getting closer to the Tumura part of the Mishnah. But either way, ain't truma achat truma. Rashi explained in the Mishnah what that means is that once a person is mafris truma, he can't be mafris truma a second time. Meaning truma, in terms of how much you need to be mafresh, really depends on what you want to do. The halach is chita achas poiteres esakri. So, although the halach is you have to be mafresh truma, and if somebody eats from his peiros without being mafresh truma, it's very, very chomer. But there's a tremendous kula in the laws. Truma is very chomer. But there's a tremendous kula in the laws of truma as well. And the kula is that chita achas poiteres esakri. All you need to do is remove one chita, and you're going to be okay. That's in contrast to Maaser Rishon, which is much less chomer. Maaser Rishon is chulin. Right? Anybody could eat Maaser Rishon. But there's a chomer in terms of how much you have to be mafresh. You have to be mafresh 1/10. It's a fixed amount. It has to be 10%. If it's less, it's not Maaser Rishon. If it's more, it may not be Maaser Rishon either. But when it comes to truma, there you can do whatever you want. Chita achas poiteres esakri. There is a famous chiddush from the Noi de Yehuda that we've discussed in the past, and that is different Noi de Yehuda, who says that even though Chazal say chita achas poiteres esakri, but really there's two dinim when it comes to matnas kohuna. There's the hafrosha, and then there's the nesina to the kohen. The hafrosha is what makes it not tevel anymore. But the halach is that after your mafresh truma, you have to take the truma and you have to give it to the kohen. So Noi de Yehuda, based on a Tosfos and Masechtas Gittin, says that even though chita achas poiteres esakri, that's just as it relates to the hafrosha. That's just as it relates to the halachas of tevel. But at the same time, being that it says in the Torah, the nosan begets a shir nesino, and a chita achas is not a shir nesino. So Noi de Yehuda said a tremendous chiddush. He writes in his tshuva that this is a chiddush that no one ever said. Baruch Hashem, Shez Ikani, and since then the Lamdim found that it's a Tosfos Rid somewhere. So either way, it is Favarfin somewhere in the Rishonim. But either way, the Rishonim was very excited with this Chiddush. It's a beautiful Chiddush that really requires more time. The Inkan Mekoymoy Laharech. But at the same time, the Halach of Truma is you can really be Mafish as much as you want. So it says the Mishnah, what happens if someone was Mafish Truma? And then he said, you know what, maybe I should have been Mafish a little bit more. Let me take out more. The Halach is no. Ain't Truma, Achat Truma. That's the way Rashi explained the Mishnah. Stating that, the Gemara is going to add another spin to this Halach. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to the Mishnah. Should finish the Tarmu Zach. Two partners, they own a field together, and each one decided that he wants to be Mafresh Shuma. So Ruvain goes, he's Mafresh Shuma, and then Shimon goes, and he's Mafresh Shuma. Lez Amir Beleza says, Shuma's name, Truma. Both Trumais are Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, ain't Truma's name, Truma. Now, this is Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, had to understand Pashup Shan Rabbi Akiva saying, we're going to go with Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos says, ain't Truma's name, Truma. The first partner's Truma is a good Truma. What the second partner did is not a good Truma. The Chachamim say, in Torah, Marishan Keshir, ain't Truma's Hashem, ain't Truma. So the Chachamim, Machria Sakaf. They come and they say, no, really, it depends. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer said that they're always both Truma. Akiva said the first one's truma, the second one's not. The Chachamim say it depends. If the first one was Torim Kishir, then the second truma is not going to be truma. If the Imloi Torim Kishir, truma sasheini truma. If the first one didn't do the proper shir, then the second truma is going to be truma. What does it mean in Torim Kishir? I thought we just said there is no shir. So Rashi says Kishir means echad mechamishim, 1/50. Where does that come from? So the Gemara says that even though there's no shir, but there's certain guidelines that the Chachamim gave, suggested truma percentages. And a Beinoni's percentage is 1/50th, even though you don't have to give 1/50th. But at the same time, that is what the Chachamim deemed as being the shear. Thus, the Chachamim sheet is, if the first one did the shear, then the second one's not. If he didn't do the shear, then we look at the second one as being so. Either way, what does it have to do with our Mishnah? I thought the Mishnah's halacha was that ain't truma, achat truma, that once you're mafresh truma, you can't be mafresh truma again. Zokti Gemara, masnisamani, it's Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Eliezer, another Masnissim like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer, but the point is related to two partners. So Tosfos says that it's mashma from the Gemara. All the Gemara means to say is as follows. Ain't shuma achat shuma, even when there's two partners. Meaning the basic halacha of the Mishnah is the way Rashi explained it in the Mishnah. And that is, once you're mafresh shuma, you can't be mafresh shuma again. What if there's two partners, and one partner was mafresh, and now the second partner wants to be mafresh again? Even then the halacha is, ain't shuma achat shuma. It's just the extreme, it's the limit to how far the halacha of the Mishnah is true. Ain't truma achat truma if I myself want to be mafresh tzim sveitimo. Ain't truma achat truma, even if I'm being mafresh after my partner, where there would have been a havamina, I was never mafresh, my partner was mafresh. Maybe I'm not happy with what he was mafresh. Maybe I should have the ability to create truma after my partner was, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, which is the Chachamim Shita given certain circumstances. No, it's not Mishnah's Rabbi Akiva Shita that says that once a partner is mafresh truma, the second partner does not have an ability to be mafresh truma again. Next halacha of the Mishnah was ein tmura oisa tmura. It's ein truma acha truma, the ein tmura oisa tmura. So what does ein tmura oisa tmura mean? It doesn't mean ein tmura acha tmura. It's ein tmura oisa tmura. Ein tmura acha tmura was the sugya and the tes where we had a machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim whether you can do tmura with two animals of chulim from one animal of hektish. Chum said you could. Rabbi Shimon said you can't. And then there was machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you can't take two animals of chulin and make them tmuras, one animal of hektish. Is it only in one shot? What about if you do one after the other? Memirim v'chayzerim u'mamirim or ein memirim v'chayzerim u'mamirim? That was in Rabbi Shimon's world. So that was a shayla. If I was oisa tmura, I took an animal of hektish and I did tmura. Now I want to do it again. I want to double dip. Could I make tmura tzimtzveitimol or could I not make tmura tzimtzveitimol? According to Chachamim, for sure you're good. And it's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Aliba de Reb Shimon, based on a sugya on daf test. This is a different halacha. This is a halacha where I did tmura. Now, what's the halacha of tmura? Vim hamer yamer behema bevehema v'hayohu utmurasa yekaydish. So the animal that you were maimer, the animal that was chulin, now became hektish. Is that animal able to create tmura or not? So the original animal making tmura a second time, that's Reb Shimon the Chacham Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, fest the sugya, very hard daf test on the base. Sunday's daf. The shayla is something else. I took animal A and I did tamura onto animal B. Now I want to go to animal B and do tamura onto animal C. That's this Mishnah. Ain't tamura, I said tamura, my taima. On my court, nobody seems to argue. It's not masnis and the lake Reb Shimon. It's not masnis and the lake Reb Eliezer. It's not masnis and mani Reb Yakivi. This seems to be a unanimous opinion. The pasuk says, "Utmurasai v'loy tmuras tmurasai v'hayohu utmurasai yeh kodesh." So tmurasai meaning the tmura of the original animal that has a din of kodesh, but the tmura of the tmura that not. So an animal whose whole hektish came about through tmura doesn't have an ability to vayta make tmura. V'ena v'lad oisat tmura. Not alacha. Vlad kachin doesn't have an ability to be oisat tmura. Amakra who v'loy vlad. Only the animal itself that you are makdish, but Vlad Kachim, even though there's a concept of Vlad Kachim, sugis earlier in the week, but Vlad Kachim is not Oysa Tmur. Who argues with that? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not Vlad Oysa Tmur. That Vlad Kachim does have an ability to be Oysa Tmur. How does he know that? The Amar Krog, because the pasuk says, yeah, and the word yeah, v'hayohu, utmurasa, yeah, kaidish, yeah, the rabbi says, Havlad, v'rabbanon. What did the rabbanon do with the word yeah? The rabbi shoygi kemezin. So that's the sugya coming up next week. That's the sugya, that there's a concept of the rabbi shoygi kemezin. In the halacha of tmura, what exactly does that mean? Rashi says a pshat, but Rashi is really quoting one of the pshat that mentioned of Dafi Zayin and Aleph. We'll get into that. Either way, so we had a whole list of halachas, most of which have nothing to do with the sugis of tmura. Really, the punchline was the end of the Mishnah that said, ain't tmura, oisa tmura. This concept of tmura not being able to make tmura, ain't truma, acha truma, ain't besa pras, oisa besa pras. Ain't a meduma medama, ain't a mechumetz mechametz, right? That's the commonality. That's the common denominator between all these halachas in the Mishnah. Regardless, on that note, talk to Mishnah Vayter. Ha'oifes v'amenoches ein oisin tmura. Because even though there's halach of tmura, but the only time there's a parsha of tmura is if you were meimer a behema of hektish, an oif of kachin, or a mincha, even though from a kachim perspective, they're just as kodesh as are the behemoths. Menachas are always kodesh kodashim. So they're no less kodesh than are the behemoths. Stating that, as it relates to the halachas of tmura, ain't oisin tmura. Why? Shalai nemar el behema. Because the pasuk says, vim hamer yamer behema uvehema. Shina kasav lakiv, right? It says it twice. Behema uvehema to teach me that only a behema is oisin tmura, but oifas a menachas oisin tmura. Another halacha, tzibur vashutvin ain't oisin tmura. A carbon tzibur and carbon shutvin can't make tmura. Shenema loyachli fenu, vela yamer oisai, lashin yachid. Lashon Yachid is coming to exclude carbon tzibur and carbon shutfin. Yachid oisin tmura, vein tzibur vashutfin oisin tmura. Another halacha, kachim bet agabayis, ein oisin tmura. Only kachim is be'ach, be'ach, oisin tmura. Kachim bet agabayis, not. So if you have an animal that's kachim bet agabayis, so what does that mean? You are makdish an animal to hektish, but you said clearly that I don't want this animal to go on the mizbeach. I don't even want you to sell the animal and use the proceeds to purchase something that's going to go on the Mizbeach. I want the animal to go towards Bet HaGavayis. So basically, you're telling Hakdash, sell the animal, you're going to get money, take that money and use it for Bet HaGavayis. That animal, even though it's Hakdash and it's an animal, so it fits the criteria, it could check the box of Behema, right? It's Behema of Behema, it's Hakdash, but it's Kachem Bet HaGavayis. It's the wrong type of Hakdash. It's not Kachem Mizbeach. I mean, because it's the wrong type of Hakdash, it's Ein Oysa Tmura. So the Mishnah said three halachas. Number one, Oifas HaMindachai Sein Oysa Tmura. It has to be Dafke Behema. Number two, Karben Yochin, not Karben Tzibur. Number three, Kachem Mizbeach and not Kachem Bet HaGavayis. Additionally, the Mishnah mentioned the Makar to the first two halachas. Oifas HaMindachai Sein Oysa Tmura because it says Behema. Tzibur V'shutfen Ein Oysa Tmura because it says Layachlifenu V'layamar Oysa. The third halacha, the Mishnah did not mention a makar. Either way, Amar Reb Shimon came along. Reb Shimon Bayechoy said, "Vare Maisa Bichlal Hoya." That is a very obvious thing in the parasha of Tmura, and that is the term mentions the parasha of Tmura twice, both in the end of parashas Bichlal say. Once the general parasha, "V'im Behema Sheyakrivu Mimenu Karben Lashem," sounds like any type of carbon. The halach is leyach lifenav leyamiraisai, and then again in mafter of parashas bichu koisai v'chol maser boker v'tzoyin kolach sheyach lo tachas hashoved ha'asiri yeh kodesh l'ashem, and then it says lo yevaker bein toiv l'ra v'lo yemirenu v'mami yemirenu v'yu tmuras yeh kodesh l'igol. So the Torah mentions the parashat tmura twice. The second time regarding ma'ase behema, and Reb Shimon asks the obvious question: v'ra ma'ase b'klal hoy v'lo miyotz. Why do I have to chazer over the fact that ma'ase behema has tmura loyim? To teach me, ma meiser carbon yachid, just like meiser is a carbon yachid, yatsur carbonoi sibor. So it excludes carbonoi sibor from the parish of Tmura. Additionally, ma meiser carbon mizbeach, yatsur carbonoi bedekabayas. Only similar to meiser. Meiser is a carbon yachid. Meiser, by the way, is also not an oif and a mincha. Meiser is kachem mizbeach, it's not kachem bedekabayas. So in the Mishnah, you have two shittas. You have the Tanakama and you have Reb Shimon. There's no machloikis in the Mishnah as far as the halacha goes. But there is a machloikis, and that's really the topic of the daf. There is a machloikis, however, in terms of the Mekairis. The Tanakhama brought Mekairis. Oifas HaMenachis, Ein Ois and Tmur, because it says Behema. Tzibur V'ashutin, because it says Le'achlifan of Le'yomer Oisai, it says a B'loshin Yachid. Reb Shimon came along, and Reb Shimon said, no, you don't have to come on to Diyukim and Psukim to teach me these halachas. Because the Torah was Megalatas. The Torah gave us a matana in the parish of Tmura. The Torah has it over the parasha of Tmura in the parasha of Ma'aseh Behema to teach me that the only time this Tmura is if the kachim that we're dealing with is similar to Ma'aseh Behema. So what's unique about Ma'aseh Behema? It's not a noif, it's not a mincha, it's a karben yachid, it's kachim mizbeach. So it sounds like the chachamim are not maskim to this diuk that the Torah has it over the parasha of Tmura in the parasha of Ma'aseh Behema, hence all these halachas. And that's why the chachamim need specific Mekairos to all the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, I have one big general makar that teaches me the halachas of the Mishnah. It teaches me other halachas, as we're going to see in the Gemara as well. Either way, we're going to elaborate on this Mishnah. Specifically, the halacha that only kachim is be'ach is oisa tmura, but kachim b'dekabayis is not oisa tmura. A b'raisa. Tanu rabbanu yochli, kachim b'dekabayis, oisa tmura. I would have thought that kachim b'dekabayis should be oisa tmura. Talmud loimer. It's not. You know why? Because it says the word carbon. Vim behema sheyakrivu mimenu carbon lasha. Mi shenikru carbon. Yatsu kachem betekabayis loy nikru carbon. Kachem betekabayis is nikru carbon. Kachem betekabayis is loy nikri carbon. So we said that was the one halach in the Mishnah that the Mishnah didn't mention the makar. Right? The Mishnah mentioned the makar that no oifa mincha, says behema. It mentioned no carbon shutfin, carbon sibur. Le'ach lifenav le'yamar oisiz b'lashin yachim. But it didn't mention the makar that's teaches me that Tmura is only Negeya Kachem Mizbech, not Kachem Betekabayis. That's the Brayso. So it says carbon. Carbon's Kachem Mizbech. It's not Kachem Betekabayis. Breaking Marvel, is that true? But Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. So we had this earlier in the week. Eat carbon. It says in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz that if somebody shechts a carbon bachutz, he's chayiv kodesh. Man, yeah, I would have thought I feel kachem b'degabayis and nikru carbon. I would have thought it includes even kachem b'degabayis. Ki inyan shenema v'nakriv is carbon hashem. The context is the Yidden fought the war against Midian. They came back victorious and they were very, very grateful to Hashem and they brought a carbon. V'nakriv is carbon hashem. And you know what that carbon was? They donated money to b'degabayis. And the Torah refers to it as carbon. So it says the price of being that you find the kachem b'degabayis is called carbon. I would have thought that if somebody shechts an animal that's kachem b'degabayis b'chutz, he should be subject to the parish of shchutei chutz. That you know why you chayiv for shchutei chutz? Because Not so much what you did do, but what you didn't do. You were supposed to take this carbon and bring it al Pesach HaYomoyed, and you didn't. We learn from there that kol abal Pesach HaYomoyed chayavon al mishum shkut dechutz. Any animal that's kachim, that has a din to bring it into the HaYomoyed, to be makrabed as a carbon, yichayv shkut dechutz. Kol shein abal Pesach HaYomoyed in chayavon al mishum shkut dechutz. And this is one of the most important halachas in the parsha of shkut dechutz. Right, there's two prakim in Shas that deal with the halachas of Shkutei Chutz. HaShoychev HaMaila, the 13th parak in Masechta Zvachim. Paras Chatas, the 14th parak in Masechta Zvachim. And this is one of the most important halachas, that the only time you chayef shechting an animal b'chutz, if it was Roy Lovey al Pesach HaYomai. Ashenogei al Besugi Yoseinu. What do we learn from here? We learn from here that kachim at the gabayis, even though it's an animal, and it's kachim, and it's carbon, it doesn't matter. L'mais, there's no din of a Pesach HaYomai. But what do you see from here? I'm an ikru carbon. See, you see, kachim at the gabayis is called carbon. So how could the town of the Brayis say that? How do you know there's no halach of tamura by kachim at the gabayis? Because it says carbon, v'mehem ashiyakri v'menu carbon l'ashem. And carbon means kachim is vech, and not kachim at the gabayis. It's a mafurish, a pasuk that says that it is called I'm an ikru carbon. Rab Chanina. So you know, Rab Chanina answered a very mysterious answer. So, like Kasha, Harab Shimon, Harabanan. This Brisa is going according to the Rabbanan. The Tana of the Brisa of Shkutei Chutz that says that Kachi Bet HaGabayis is Ikri Karbin is Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon, in fact, doesn't learn specific words to teach me specific halachas and tamura. Rav Shimon knows all the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, included in which is the halacha that tamura is only in a gay kachim zbech, not kachim betek abayis, for the fact that the Torah mentioned ma'is abayim. Senechem, Rav Shimon's going to hold that kachim betek abayis is a Greek carbon. And you're right, he doesn't have this price. He doesn't have the word carbon to teach me that kachim betek abayis is excluded from tamura. He knows it's excluded because it's not dormi the ma'is abayim. The price that says that we exclude kachim betek abayis that from the word carbon, that's going not according to Rav Shimon, that's going according to the Chachamim. The problem is, what's the issue? The issue is that this wasn't, the kasha the Gemara asked on the Braisa wasn't a steer in Braises, it was a kasha from a pasuk, right? The Braisa said that kachim betek abayis is ikri carbon. Zach, could you tell me that there's no tumor by kachim betek abayis because it says carbon? I have a mefurish of what? I have a mefurish of Braisa? Yeah, I have a mefurish of Braisa, but I'm more than just a mefurish of Braisa. I have a mefurish of pasuk. It says benakrib is carbon Hashem, and in that context, what it was referring to was kachim betek abayis. So you want it, if the kasha was two Braises, then you can tell me it's not a stira. One Brice is the Rabban, one Brice is Rav Shimon. The problem is, it's a pasuk. The loyfreik the Gemara, but an akrib is carbon Hashem. And for the Gemara, you have to say carbon Hashem ikri, carbon lashem loyikri. There's a difference between carbon Hashem and carbon lashem. That pasuk is v'nakrib is carbon Hashem. V'nakrib is carbon Hashem maybe means even kache betek abayis. Carbon lashem, that has to be kache mizbeach. Either way. So that it's true, you find carbon could include kachay betek abayis, you find that it excludes kachay betek abayis. What does it depend on? You have to go weiter in the pasuk. Carbon Hashem includes kachay betek abayis, carbon Lashem excludes kachay betek abayis. So regardless, in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon learned that oifes ha-menachis and carbon tzibor and kachay betek abayis are all excluded from ma'aseh behemoth. The Rabbanan apparently don't have that drasha. So how do you know all these halachas? Oifes ha-menachis are excluded because it says behemoth. Tzibor and shutfen is excluded because it says lashin yachid le'yachli fenu v'le'yami roisai. So it's mashma, only carbon yachid, not carbon tzibor. But the exclusion, the makar, that there's no tmur by kachim betek abayis, that Chacham didn't mention the Mishnah, that we just had this price. So it says, carbon lashem, everybody agrees, is dafka kachim isbeach, not kachim betek abayis. Another brisa me'inyin lein, Tanu Rabbanon, it says, lo yevaker, bein toiv lera, zolo yemirenu. So this is the second parsha of Tmura, the parsha that's mentioned in Ma'isa Behema. It says the Braisa, Lomo Nemar, why did Torah have to chazer over that loch of Ma'isa Behema? Like, Kvar Nebel Yechli Fenevel Yom Roysoi, Taiv Bera. You know what the answer is? Fisha Nebel Yechli Fenevel Yom Roysoi. Because from the original price, Shai would have thought Mashma Karbin Yochid and Karbin Tzibor, Karbin Mizbeach and Karbin Bedek Abayis. This is not like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Tanakam of the Mishnah excluded all those things from the original parsha of Tmura. This is Rav Shimon talking, as we'll see. So being that from the original parsha of Tmura, you would have included even Karbin Karban Tzibur. You would have included even Kotcha Bet HaGabayis Talmud Loimar, Loyevaker. That's why the Torah had to say, Loyevaker, a second parsha. What do you see in the second parsha? I'm Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's explaining. It's not two sheikhs. Rav Shimon's explaining. Very nice of Bechal Hoya. Volome Yotze Loimar. Not nice of Karban Yachid, the Karban Mizbech, the Dovash Baba Chayva, the Dovash, and Baba Shutfis, Av Kol, Karban Yachid, the Karban Mizbech, the Dovash Baba Chayva, the Dovash, and Baba Shutfis. This is just an elaborate form of Rav Shimon, who was already mentioned in the Mishnah. There was one thing Rav Shimon added. We went through this fast, but if you look at it a little bit more carefully, he added one thing. Ma ma'isa karben yachid, karben mizbeach, dover shabav v'chayva, v'dover she'en abav v'shutfes. So karben yachid, that we knew already in the Mishnah, karben mizbeach, that we saw in the Mishnah, dover she'en abav v'shutfes, we saw in the Mishnah, but dover shabav v'chayva. So the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly that means. But for now, the Gemara brings a second opinion in this brisa. Meaning, Rav Shimon said that why did Torah chazer over the parashat Tmura in Maisa Behema? Because Maisa Behema is the Malamid. It's the paradigm of a Kodshim, that's Oysa Tmura. If you're similar to Maisa Behema, you'll be Oysa Tmura. If you're not similar to Maisa Behema, you can't be Oysa Tmura. That's all Reb Shimon. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe's the second Shita. Rebbe says, no, I'll tell you a different reason. Lama Yotzis Maisa. You know why the Torah mentioned Maisa? Very Gishmak. Meyato. So the Gersois are a little Mishubashir. We'll do our best. Lidem betmura shmoi u betmura zgufoi. Loima lecha, tmura shmoi. Well, before the Loima lecha. To teach me, that not only does Maisa Behema have Tmura Shmoy, but it has Tmura Skufay as well. So what exactly does Tmura Shmoy mean? So it's very sasam, but Tmura Shmoy is actually a concept that we're all familiar with. We've seen it many times, specifically in Masechtas Pekares. It's referring to a person that was doing his Maisa Behema, and he was counting, and his counting was off a little bit. So he came to the ninth animal, and instead of calling it the ninth, he called it the tenth. Then the tenth animal came, and he said, oops, I called that one the tenth. I was really supposed to call it the ninth. So what did he do? He called the tenth one the ninth. Karu lechi asiri, ulasiri chi, and then he called the 11th one the tenth, because he had called the tenth one the ninth, and now he already started counting like a mensch. Bekitzer, he was very confused, and he ended up, instead of having 9, 10, and 11, he had 10, right? He was drinking on the job, I agree. 10, 9, and 11. 10, 9, and 10. The halacha is that the ninth, the tenth, and the 11th are all Kodesh. The ninth one is Kodesh because he called it the tenth. The tenth one is Kodesh even though he called it the ninth because it is the tenth. And the 11th one is Kodesh again because he called it the tenth. Something because Sugis and Masechtas Becheres went into this. Is it only 9, 10, and 11? What if he made a mistake with the 8th and the 12th, if you remember these Gemaras? But regardless, the concept, Kari La Chi Asiri, Ula Asiri Chi, Ula Achadasa Asiri, all three are Kodesh. The Gemara calls this Tmura. Interesting. It's a type of Tmura. Why? Because the ninth one is not the tenth. It's like Tmura is the tenth. It's Tmura Shmoy. It got its Tmura because you called it the wrong name. Hence, Tmura Shmoy. Okay. So it's a concept of Tmura. Herachidish. Zok Rebbe, you know why the Torah had a chazer over the parish of Tmura in Maisa Vehem. This is very Gishmak. Because you would have thought that being that you find by Maisa Vehem a new type of Tmura, this is something you don't find anywhere else, called Tmura Shmoy. The fact that the ninth one could be Kodesh and the 11th one, even though the Torah says Asiri Kodesh, not the ninth and the 11th. Must be there's a musig of Tmura. So I would have thought that maybe Maisa Vehem only has Tmura Shmoy. Maybe it doesn't have Tmura Skufa. Maybe it doesn't have the regular Tmura. Because the Torah was Mechadesh, a new Tmura, you would have thought the new Tmura is in lieu of the original Tmura. So all it has is Tmura Shmoy. Maybe it doesn't have Tmura Skufa. That's what the Torah said, no. L'hoitzi miliben shal tzadayke. So the Torah had to go out of its way and say that Maisa Behema also has Tmura. Don't think that because it has Tmura Shmoy, it doesn't have Tmura Skufay. No, it has Tmura Skufay as well. Additionally, Rebbe said, now this has nothing to do with the fact that the Torah chazered over the parish of Tmura Maisa Behema. But now that we mentioned that there's two types of Tmuras in Maisa Behema, you have Tmura Shmoy, Kar Lachi Asiri, and you have Tmura Skufay, like the Torah says, Mefurish. By the way, the two Tmuras are not identical. They're not exactly the same. Loi Malacha. Again, the Girso, what's Loi Malacha? But the point is that the two Tmuras are not the same. Tmura Shmoy Kreva, Tmuras Gufoy ain't a Kreva. Number one, Tmuras Shmoy, Kari Lachi Asiri, that Asiri you could actually be makrib on the Mizbeach. What does it mean you could be makrib on the Mizbeach? Not as Maisa Behema, but it becomes a carbon shlomen. Tmuras Gufoy ain't a Kreva. The Tmura Maisa Behema doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So if you have Tmura, Vayu Tmuras Yekodesh, does Tmura go on the Mizbeach or not? What's the halacha? It's already 2 weeks into Masechtas Tmura. Does Tmura go on the Mizbech? It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Tmura's Oyla goes on the Mizbech. Tmura's Shlomim goes on the Mizbech. The Tmura of a Karban Toida, which is a type of Shlomim, goes on the Mizbech. Tmura of a Chatas, that's one of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos, doesn't go on the Mizbech. Tmura's Asham, Kol Shem Chatas Mesa, Basham Yira. So it obviously doesn't go on the Mizbech either. What about Tmura's Maisa? Tmura's Maisa doesn't go on the Mizbech. So Tmura's Shmoy, ironically, will go on the Mizbech. The Kori Lachi Asiri, which sounds like some Dindirabanon, some Chumra. No, Tmura's Shmoy goes on the Mizbech. Tmura's Gufay, even though the Torah says, Vayuhu Tmura's Yekodesh, but there's Xeris HaKasav, it doesn't go on the Mizbech. Another halacha. Tmura's Shmoy Negeles, it could be Poida that Kori Lachi Asiri. What is the shlamim? You can be paid the shlamim. Tmura's gufi and the gelis. There's a halacha that you can never be paid the meiser. You can't even be paid the tmura of meiser. Another halacha. Tmura's gufi chala adav aroy adav asheni roy. Tmura's gufi could be chal even on a bal mum. Right? Lo yivakir ben toiv l'ra ben ra l'toiv. So it's chal even if it's a mum. But tmura's shmoi ain't chala el adav aroy bolfar. Tmura's shmoi is only chal adav aroy. Bottom line is that the reason says Rebbe the Torah has it over the parasha of tmura by meiser behema is because you would have thought there's no tmura by meiser behema. Why not? Because you have Tmura Shmai. So you would have thought Tmura Shmai, yeah, Tmura Skufai. No, you come ask one. The obvious question. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Did Rabbi Rachmana this way Tmura Shmai Igroi Igra? If any, does it make sense in Svara that because the Torah was most of a parasha of Tmura, you would think it doesn't have the original parasha of Tmura? If anything, you'd say just the opposite. Every animal has Tmura Skufai. Maisa Behema even has Tmura Shmai. So Kalvachimer, it should have Tmura. The Gemara says, and Amrina, Maida Rabbi Rabbi, Umaida Loi Rabbi Loi Rabbi. Yeah, maybe if I cared. Because the Torah is telling me, even though ordinarily there's a concept of Tmura, this is a different type of Tmura. It's in lieu. This is, so Maisa Behema has Tmura, but Tmura is Kuvah. But the Gemara says, Bahamecha Tesi. Great question. Am Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Mishum Dahabe Dobra Al Ba, Lidim Dobra Chodesh, Ve'im Bayela Chidusha Bovad. You know why? This is actually one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drash HaSpam. One of the lesser known. Dobra Al Ba, Lidim Dobra Chodesh. That is, if you have a parasha that's included in a more general parasha, Maisa Behema was included in all Karbonis. And now the Torah told me a Dobra Chodesh related to Maisa Behema that doesn't apply to other animals. So you would have thought, Ein Lecha Bayela Chidusha. That's the rule usually. Which means that it only has this type of tmura. Meaning there's no other carbon that has another type of tmura. So this was bechlal, all the carbonists that have tmura skufai. It was yotzalit b'davra chadosh that it also has tmura shmai. In l'chabay al chidusha. That's why the Torah has to be mafkiya. The Torah has to be mafkiya, that of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drash HaSpam, to teach me that you're going to have Tmura over here as well. Bottom line is, just coming full circle and recapping the daf a little bit. So the Mishnah mentioned a machlokes Tanakama Rav Shimon, not in halacha, but a machlokes in terms of the source of specific halachas. Several halachas, very straightforward halachas. These are not complicated halachas. You have tmura by behema, you don't have it by noif and a mincha. Very straightforward. You have tmura by a carbon yachid, you don't have tmura by a carbon zebra. You have tmura by an animal that's kachim izbeach, you don't have it by kachim edagabayas. According to the chachamim, we have makaris for each one. Here it says behema, there it says b'lashem yachid, here it says karban lashem. Rav Shimon says, no, you don't need makairis. It's very simple. I know it from the fact that the Torah chazed the parasha of Tmura. It chazed it by Maisa Behema to teach me that Maisa Behema is the paradigm of kachim where there's a parasha of Tmura. If you doim it to Maisa Behema, so Maisa Behema is not a noif and a mincha, thus we know that halacha can't be a noif and a mincha. Maisa Behema is a karban yachid, etc. The question is, what did the Chachamim do? Meaning, how did the Chachamim explain why the Torah has it over the parasha of Ma'is Behema? Clearly, they didn't darshan it the way Rav Shimon darshaned it, because if they darshaned it the way Rav Shimon darshaned it, then they wouldn't need Mekoiris for all the halachas. So that was the question. The answer is the price that we just learned. Rabbi, they're going to hold like Rabbi. Rabbi holds that the reason the Torah has it over the parasha of Ma'is Behema is because you would have thought there's no Tmura by Ma'is Behema. Why? Because it was Yotza Lida in Bedavar HaKadosh. And what in the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah addresses by is Ein Lecha Bayel Chidusha Bavat. What's the Yotza Lida in Bedavar HaKadosh Tmura Shmai? See, you would have thought Tmura Shmai, yeah, Tmura Skufa, I know. Kamash Malon, that's not the way it is. But either way, it's according to Rav Shimon, the Torah has it over the parasha of Tmura by Ma'iser Behema to teach me that the only time there's Tmura is if it's Doimet to Ma'iser Behema. According to Rebbe, that's not the reason. According to the Chachamim, that's not the reason. Tanakam and our Mishnah, the Chachamim, Rebbe, it's all the same Shita. The reason the Torah has it over the parasha of Tmura by Ma'iser Behema is because you would have thought there is no Tmura by Ma'iser Behema. Why not? Because it was Yotzeladon B'davar Achad. There's Zok the Gemara. So when Rav Shimon went through his halachas of Doima to Ma'iser Behema, so he added one thing that incidentally it could be the Chachamim don't agree with. And that is, he said that just like Maisa Behema is not a korb, is a dover Shabbat B'chayva, so too, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if it's a dover Shabbat B'chayva. So Rav Shimon now threw in a wrinkle. Not only does it have to be kachem is be'ach, korban yachid, it has to be a dover Shabbat B'chayva. But if somebody has an animal that's kachem, it's kachem is be'ach, but it's not a dover Shabbat B'chayva, there's no halacha of tumur. Now, at first glance, what's your classic example of kachem that's not a dover Shabbat B'chayva? Harezu oyla, harei olay oyla. Person wakes up in the morning, he's just filled with shvach v'ayda and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he wants to express it. He says, Moidani b'kavan, he wants to do more. So he decides, I'm going to bring a carbon to the Eibishtah. I'm chuyiv to, he wasn't mechal Shabbos b'shoigeh. He didn't just, he wants to bring a carbon to Hashem. So he's allowed to do it. I mean, only certain types of carbonists. It's an oil and a shlomim. Not everything's bab and nadab and adab. And he goes and he says, I want this animal. I want to give this to Hashem. This is a carbon. This is your classic carbon that was not Baba Chayva. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rav. Is that really what Rav Shimon meant? Rav Shimon damad Baba Chayva. Oilas Chayva da'av de Tmura. Ha'oilas da'av alai. That sounds like too big of a chiddush. So your classic oilas and dava can't be oilas tmura. Amalei, so he said no. So Rav told Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak oilas and dava nami. Kim nekib lo'lea of the tmura. Even though when you were mafresh this oila, you didn't have to be mafresh the oila. So from that standpoint, it's not a davra Baba Chayva. But once you mafresh it, it becomes a dovra b'chayva. Because once you say that you're going to bring this animal as a carbon, at this point you have no choice. You have to. Lo yachel, but lo yachel devaro, kachol yaitse mipiv yase, moitzev sasachatishma, you have a loisase and two ases. Right, at this point already, you have to bring it. So it is considered a dovra b'chayva. Okay, so if every neder in a dovra is a dovra b'chayva, what's not a dovra b'chayva? Like nitzrucha elu lo'oila abam min amoisres. There is a concept that sometimes you will mafresh either an animal or money that's going to be used to purchase an animal, and you gave it a certain designation, and it, for whatever reason, because something happened, its designation changed. You didn't change it, it changed. So what's a classic example? Classic example is an example that we had earlier in the week, a Moiser Asham. So for example, you were mafresh a carbon asham, because you had to bring a carbon asham, and you lost the animal. Where'd my animal go? I can't find it. It ran into the forest. Go find it, right? So now you don't have the animal. You mafresh another animal, and you use the other animal to bring your carbon asham. Then you find the original one. So what happens? It's not just the Yitzhak Lechulin, it was an asham. So what happens? If the Allah is nitek la'oila, it becomes an oila. That oila is not an oila haba b'chayva. You were never chayiv to bring that oila. You were chayiv to bring an asham. And you since satisfied your obligation to bring an asham. You weren't even menader or menadavit as an oila. It just became an oila. That oila is what Rav Shimon was coming to say would not be subject to the laws of Temura, says the Gemara. My kasava, what does Rav Shimon hold? Ikasava like mandam and moisters and litvasibur, says machlekes and shas, anytime you have that type of oila, where it's a moiser, in this case it was a moiser asham, right? It's an asham that you can't use, like a leftover asham, literally. So what are you supposed to do with this asham? So it becomes an oila. Machlekes if it has the din of a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur, meaning it's born as an oila, but as an oila as yachid or oila sibur. So the Gemara asks, if Rav Shimon holds like the mandam that says moiser asham becomes a carbon tzibur, pshitut le'av de tmura. Now what does Rav Shimon need to add in his braisa that it's not oisa tmura? It's not oisa tmura because it's a carbon tzibur. And a carbon tzibur is not oisa tmura. Ha ain't tmura but tzibur. Ela, Rav Shimon spili, k'man damah moishas nidvasi achit. Obviously Rav Shimon holds like the man damah that holds that a moishar oila, that a moishar asham becomes an oila, but an oila siyachid. Being that it's an oila siyachid, and it's a behema, and it's kachem, it checks off all the boxes. So you would have thought that maybe there's tmura, but the Gemara says, I have a problem, a technical problem. Because man shamalei ha'isvara, who's the man and shas that holds that moishar asham is an oila siyachid, Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, and hasham minali behedid of the tmura, but Elazar holds that it is oisar. When time we learn to price, oila bam and am moishris, oisar tmura, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So the Mara says, Rav Shimon, Savala Kavasi Bechada, Upalagalea Bechada, Savala Kidder Rabbi Eliezer, Oila Habam and Amoisris, Oisa Tmura. It's true, he holds like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Oila Habam and Amoisris, Rabbi Lazar, I'm sorry, holds that Oila Habam and Amoisris, Oisa Tmura. Viyu Savar, Ein Oisa Tmura. Meaning, Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar, that Moisir Asham has a din of an Oilas Yachid. He disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, whereas Rabbi Lazar holds that it's Oisa Tmura. He holds that it's Einoisa Tmura. Why is it Einoisa Tmura? Because it's not a Dover Baba Chayva. So the bottom line is, Rav Shimon, when he went through his list of things that are excluded from the Parashat Tmura, because they're not Dumi the Maisa Behema, so he threw in something that's not Baba Chayva. Maisa Behema is a Dover Baba Chayva. You have to be Mafish Maisa Behema. right? You have to. It's something that you have to do. It's a chiddush that we don't do it today. The Gemara asks the kasha in the beginning of Perek Ma'aseh Behema, Masechtas Becheiros. But this is really something that we're obligated to do. So if it's a dover abo becheva, so the question is that only a dover abo becheva is going to be included. What's excluded? So at first glance, you would say, I don't know, I know you're less than a dover. But the Gemara says, no, that can't be. What is excluded? What's excluded is a meiser asham. That gets a din of an oila. This is important for the next Gemara. A Moiser Asham that gets a din of an oila. Reb Shimon holds that it gets a din of an oilas yachid. Being that it's an oilas yachid, you would have thought, like all karbanos yachid, it should be subject to the laws of Tmura. Kamash Malon, it's not a davar b'chayva. It's not even a layachal devar d'gachayva. And as a result, the halacha is that you're not going to have the parasha of Tmura. Freik the Gemara a geshmaka kasha. In light of the beginning of this week's stuff, and that is ihachi hadaboy rababin hifrish asham leschaper boy vehemer boy veneschaper ba asham achar venitik zel ba oilo mao sheyachzer veyomer boy. So if you look, there's a little hey, there's a little bays, there's a little vav. There's the hagoyis agro also has a hagah in this gemara. So we're gonna go with the goyin's girsa, which the goyin says is mavur in Rashi, and that is in the beginning of the week we discussed, and we mentioned this again before we started the mishnah, that there's a machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether you can be maimer two animals of chulin from one animal of hektish or not. Chachamim say you could take two animals of chulin, go over to one animal of hektish, and say arei elu tmurazeh, it's chal tmura tmura. It's not a problem. According to Rav Shimon, you can't do that. Said the Gemara, what about according to Rav Shimon? Could you? Is it only two at the same time that you can't do? What about one after the other? What if you take two animals of chulin, single file line? You go over to one animal of Kaidish, I want this to be Tmurazah next. I want this to be Tmurazah. It was Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish had to understand Rabbi Shimon Shita. Mamirin v'chayzrin u'mamirin, or ein mamirin v'chayzrin u'mamirin. So the Gemara declared a shayla, according to the Manda Omar that holds, ein mamirin v'chayzrin u'mamirin, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't even do Tmura twice from the same animal, b'zeachazeh. What would be if it's not mamish the same animal, or it's the same animal, but it doesn't have the same kedusha anymore? Or better, what would be if it's not the same animal, and it doesn't even have the same kedusha, but it's all coming from the original animal? Okay, and it was a very complicated daf test on the base that went into great detail to explain this. The shaila is as follows. What happens in the extreme case where someone had a karban asham, and he did tmura on the karban asham? He was overleach, lefenev leyamer oisai. He did tmura. Then the asham developed a mum, so he was poyda the asham. He transferred it onto another animal. Then he lost that animal. See, he was mafrish, a third animal. He took the third animal, was makriv on the mizbech, and then he found the second animal. So what's the halach of the second animal? It's an oila. Because it's a meiser asham, we just discussed that. It gets a din of an oila. That animal, that second asham, is removed from the original asham on two levels. Number one, it's not the original asham. The original asham had a mum. You applied it, you transferred the kedusha onto another animal. It's called a second guf. That asham is also removed from the original animal on another level, and that it has a different kedusha. The original animal was an asham, it's not an asham anymore. It was an asham. Now this animal became an oila. When did it become an oila? When you lost it, you were mafresh another animal, you were makriv that animal. Then this went from being an asham to a meiser asham, which transferred it from being an asham into an oila. So the shaila was, Reb Shimon holds, you can't be meimer, chayzer, or meimer. The question is, over here, I'm not being maimer the same animal. And not only am I not being maimer the same animal, but I'm not even being maimer an animal with the same kedusha as the original animal. But then again, this different animal that has an oila got its kedusha from the original animal. The original animal was an asham. It had a mum. I was poyed that I transferred it onto here. So it's a different animal, true. It's a different kedusha, because even though originally it was an asham, now it became an oila. But it's removed on two levels, and that's the shayla. The shayla is that, do you say that being that he did tmura on the original animal, I can't do tmura now on this animal? Or maybe no. Even though it's, this is already different. Even though the kedusha came from this animal, but it's already a different guf, and it already has a different kedusha. What's the shayla? What's the shayla for the Gemara if you're holding cheshbin, skishmak, the whole week's coming together? The shayla is that didn't Rav Shimon just say that being that the Torah singled out the parish of Tmura in the parish of Ma'aseh Behema, the only time you have Tmura is if it's Doimit to Ma'aseh Behema. And Doimit to Ma'aseh Behema means it has to be a Dabashah B'chayva. And the Gemara said, what does it mean that if it's not a davar shebechayiv, it's excluded from tamura. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yisrael Rava doesn't mean your good old fashioned oilus nedar. No, it doesn't mean that Rava said. What it means is moiser asham. A moiser asham which has a din of an oila is not subject to the laws of tamura. So for the Gemara, what was Rav Avin shayla? Rav Avin had this whole festive shayla. Yishmak, that daf tesam and beis was a really really difficult amid. And the whole shayla, after further review, seems to be moot. Because it's all in the man lama that holds ein memirim v'chayzim memirim, which is Reb Shimon, or alibad Reb Shimon. It's all Reb Shimon. It's all Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon l'shitasai, it shouldn't stem. Inside says the Gemara, yihachi adabai Reb Abin hifrash hashem l'schapa boi v'hema boi v'neschapa basha ma'acham v'nitim tzel oilo ma'u sheyachse v'yama boi alibad man. Who's the shayla according to ilayim alibad Reb Shimon? Which, of course, it was Ali with Reb Shimon. That was the sugya. Reb Shimon is the one that holds that you can't be maimer two animals of chulin or one animal of hektish. It all started in Reb Shimon Shita. Ha'amir Reb Shimon Tzvirle Oila Ba'am Oisres Ein Oisa Tmura. So ahead of the two Reb Shimon Shtims, so the Gemara says, Reb Avin Hachi Kamei Ba'ile. Reb Avin Shaila was like this. Im Mishkachas L'Tanah. If you can find the Tanah, very simple. The Kayik Reb Shimon Dama Im Amir V'Chayz Ramim. Who holds like Reb Shimon that Im Amir V'Chayz Ramim. V'Svirle Kareb Lazar. But he disagrees with this Reb Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Oila Baman Amoisres is Oisat Tmura. Mal Sheyachzer V'Yamibay. Could you do Tmura in that case? B'shnei Gufim B'Kedusha Achas Mai. V'Imtim Tzloy B'Kedusha Achas Oiloi. Again, Bach Shina Gersois Hagoyis Agro Hagoyis V'Tzayonim. You have to do a lot of Ela Shtei Gufim B'Kedusha Mai. In other words, Reb Avin Shaila. Right, there were two Lashoynis in exactly what Reb Avin Shaila was in Daf Tesam and Beis. So depending on which Gersi you pick in the Gemara, that's how you would read this Gemara. But the point that the Gemara is trying to make is the Reb Avin Shaila right? Wasn't all in Reb Shimon. Very good. It was if you hold like Reb Shimon, Eim Amir, V'chayz Amir, but you also hold that a Moiser Asham, even though it's not a Dava Baba Chayva, is subject to the laws of Tmura, what would the halacha be in that case where it's two steps removed? It's a different gof and it's a different kedusha. And the answer is Tibayi. What does Tibayi mean? Last Rashi, Lashon Yerushalmi, Kamay Teku, B'Lashon Bavli.